Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners. It is the 11th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Alhamdulillah, we have Mufti Farhan Karani. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Ma?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab, all well on your side?
Alhamdulillah, we have a bright sunny day. MashaAllah, rain last night. Nothing to complain about.
Alhamdulillah. And I was just saying earlier, on the internet you get these pop-ups and trying to instill fear and saying that there is going to be a storm and all of this, but what beautiful rain came down last night, a beautiful downpour as well in the morning when we saw the grass, also the water in the grass and the plants, all of this mixing together. These are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas they, if you see the all of this climate funds which they want to raise to change the climate, this is something like it's just taking a gun and shooting a bullet in the air. There's nothing you can do to climate.
Everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control. You know, the media's job is propaganda, to lie and instill fear in us. And we saw the height of it in the COVID scandemic. So they will tell us, oh, there's a storm coming, put your cars inside, the hailstorm, and it's a disruptive weather. They call it disruptive weather, and they got all different names for Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And so they scared of all this here, so they make us afraid of it. But Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. During the day we have clear skies or maybe a light cloud, and in the evening Allah Ta'ala sends His rahmat, light, soft rain throughout the night. It penetrates into the ground, goes in and sinks into the ground. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Then we get messages, no, there's no water. Gauteng is going to run out of water. We're going to be experiencing day zero very soon, and we should cut our usage. And but then they don't send the same message to the beverage companies, Coca-Cola and all of them, because they need to make money. They'll never listen to the municipalities tell them that, you know what, you need to cut down on your water usage. They actually divert all our domestic water to those mega companies to carry on with their profit making. But they won't tell them ever that, you know, you need to cut down on your water usage, because they control the economy. Then they'll tell you that the Valdem, they always said, you know, the volume is now 50%, or now it's 45%, now it's 40%. So they wanted to panic. But every time they tell you that, you know, it's going to be a drought, you must be prepared for a drought, dam levels are dropping. Allah Ta'ala proves them wrong every single day. Allah Ta'ala sends the rain. And within a few weeks, the dams are full again. And they will never ever remove the restrictions. It will always be level one restrictions on your water bill. You see, there was level one restrictions, even if the dams are full, because they want to make money out of us. They want to charge us more for everything. So, and then they will come with other climate change stories. They will tell us that, you know, now it's the El Nino season, right? And then after El Nino, then it's La Nino. So it's either La Nino or El Nino. And so El Nino, they say, no, it's very hot and humid, and, you know, it can cause floods and it can cause this and that. So what is this El Nino and La Nino? According to my understanding, El Nino is when it's very, very hot and there's no rain, it's our sins. Allah Ta'ala is punishing us for our sins. When it comes to La Nino, we will make istighfar. They say, now the rain is not coming, now we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala sends the rain. And so this is what Allah Ta'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَارُ ذُو الْبَرِ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Whatever climate changes you're experiencing in the oceans and in the land is because of your own hands, the doing of your own hands. When you commit sins, Allah Ta'ala strikes His lati. Then you make tawbah. If you don't make tawbah, then you will still experience that difficulty and that punishment. And if you make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will return everything to normal. Now, just a strange thing that I don't like to talk about politics, but Donald Trump he won the elections again in America. And so one article I saw is that it's better to have the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Because his predictability, his unpredictability is very predictable. And he is one person who is totally against climate change. And all this bulls and all this organizations against climate change, and he doesn't believe in it totally. Okay, so we believe in climate change. The climate will always change. Allah Ta'ala will change the climate. It will be hot, it will be cold. And then they instill fear in us now that, you know, things are changing around the world. There's floods in these places. It's all Allah Ta'ala's workings, Allah Ta'ala's dreams. These people are committing this kind of sins. Allah Ta'ala sends that kind of azab. Other people, they not giving their zakat. Allah Ta'ala gives that kind of azab. There's no rain for them. And so different azabs are given to different people. So when everybody, when the entire ummah, so it's our sins. The sins of the Muslims that everybody in the earth is punished. And so the animals on land and the ocean also suffer because of our sins, us Muslims. So if we change, and Allah Ta'ala change the condition, why is it then when Isa alayhi salam comes, there'll be peace and serenity across the globe, across the world. Because everybody will be in obedience of Allah Ta'ala. The weather will be perfect. Everything will be fine. There'll be abundance of crops. There'll be abundance of fruit. And everything will be fine because the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So when we are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions. Allah Ta'ala is not oppressor. Allah Ta'ala says he's not oppressor. And la yazlimu mithqala dharra. Allah Ta'ala doesn't even to an atom degree commit zulm upon us, oppression against us. And Allah Ta'ala is fair and Allah Ta'ala is just. If you do good, Allah Ta'ala is not going to punish you. And if you do evil, yes, Allah Ta'ala can punish you. Allah Ta'ala can punish whosoever he wants. Allah Ta'ala can send a sinner to Jannah, forgive his sins of the condition he died of iman. So this is just about something about the climate. But I read about what Mona was talking just before I came on about what is happening in Gaza. And I just, you know, your heart bleeds when you hear about the stories about the small little children that, you know, these Israeli dogs, they blow up hospitals and they kill and they maim and they burn and they just destroy the lives of Muslims. One banana was just, he returned from Egypt. He experienced the camps there in Egypt of the Muslim people. You see, one woman came there to collect her food parcel. And then they were giving out Qurans also, along with the food parcels. So she held the food parcel, and when she got the Quran, she dropped the food parcel and she held the Quran, and she kissed the Quran, and she started crying. And how many months I'm seeing this Quran? After how many months I'm seeing the Quran? Imagine, she doesn't even care about the food parcel. She is worried about the Quran. I never seen a Quran, never touched the Quran in so many months. And so this is their love for the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. And how much of love do we have for the Kalam of Allah? I heard one story that this Jamaat, they went out somewhere in a very rural area, and it was nightfall, and they lost their path. They didn't know which way is home or which direction they're going in. So they saw in the distance there was a house and there was some light there. So they said, let's go there and maybe we can stay the night there. So they went there and they knocked on the door, and an old man and an old woman came out, and they explained their story that we lost. We don't know which way to go, and can we just spend the night here? In the morning we will leave. Can we be on Mehman for one night? So the old man said, no problem. And so the old man saw that at night the Sadis were reading Quran from the Quran al-Kareem. So he asked, is that a Quran? You all have a Quran. Yeah, I never saw a Quran. I never read a Quran. I don't know how to read a Quran. Hmm. So the Amir of the Jamaat, he gave this man one Quran, his Quran. And the whole night, this husband and wife, they were taking turns to hold the Quran. You see, we can't sleep. They couldn't sleep knowing that they have the Quran on them or to their chest. So they should take turns. One is to hold the Quran, the other one to sleep. Other one wakes up, the other one holds the Quran. In the morning when they woke up, they were both half of the Quran.
Mm.
Both were half of the Quran. Because of the intense love they had for the Quran and Kareem. So the blood is being spilled. Blood is being spilled, our brothers and sisters, blood is being spilled there in Gaza, in Palestine, all over the globe. And so how much do we care? How much do we care? How much of assistance are we sending for them? And don't be afraid of these Zionist kafir. And they tell us, no, if you say something, it's anti-Semitism, and we're going to take you to court, we're going to charge you, we're going to throw you into prison. And, but they can send South Africans, a person who has a South African passport, to go and fight, to go and commit zulm and go and kill our Muslim brothers and sisters and take pride in it and take Instagram videos of himself, he's there and he's killing and that's how many people he killed, how many children he killed. And what a coward, what a coward. He must come and stand in front of us. And he must, on the day of Qiyamah, when he stands in front of Allah Ta'ala, what would his condition be? Those same people who he killed, those people who he killed, and those people who committed zulm on, every one of them are going to take revenge. They'll take revenge from him. And Allah Ta'ala will throw him in the deepest end of Jahannam because of the zulm they commit. They take pride in what zulm they commit. And if we must talk about jihad, it's a crime. But if they say, no, we are going to fight for our country, Israel, we are reservists, we are going. And the African government can't do anything. They will never do anything. And nobody will, the whole world is watching the horrific things that are happening there in Gaza, in Palestine. The world knows, but they're not doing anything about it. But one person must stand up and say, I'm going to go and fight in jihad. Everybody climbs down on him. You are a terrorist. You are a terrorist. But if the Zionist wants to go and kill women and children, he's not a terrorist. What is he doing? He's protecting his land. He's protecting his right. It's his right. You know how sick these people are? That a few weeks ago, the story came out about those soldiers who raped this man. The scoundrels come out and they say they're right to do that. It's their right. How can you even think that their minds are there's no word to describe them. Even animals have better understanding than them. And you have the right to rape somebody. You have the right to kill an unarmed a child, a woman who is going to fetch water, you shoot her. An old man who is building his house, you shoot him. And how can you have the right to do that? But somebody stands up and says, no, we must prepare ourselves for jihad. No, you are a terrorist. Put him in Guantanamo. Lock him up and throw the keys away. No trial for him ever. And this is the injustice we are faced with. And why is this here? Why is this here? It's because in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is stated that the time will come when the kuffar will sit around and devour us. Like how you sit around a plate and you eat from that plate, you eat a meal, people sitting around a meal and eating. That is how the kuffar will sit around and they will devour us. They will maim us and they will kill us and they will do whatever they want with us. Because, so what the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, so at that time, will we be few in number or will we be many in number? The Prophet said, no, you'll be many in number. Ya Rasulullah, you'll be many in number. But why? Why will they be doing this to us? So the answer was given that because of Wahan. Wahan. Now what is Wahan? Wahan explained by Nabi Qasim is that the love for the dunya, hubbu dunya, wa karahiyatul maut. The love for dunya and the dislike and the love for dunya and the dislike and the dislike for death. A person is afraid of death. A person doesn't want to die. And why doesn't want to die? He doesn't want to meet his creator. Why? Because his deeds are corrupt. It is why he doesn't want to die. And a mu'min yearns for death. A mu'min is desirous of death. He wants to meet his Rabb because he wants to see the reward he sent for himself in the Akhirat. a believer yearns to meet Allah Ta'ala because he's worshipping Allah Ta'ala all the time, and he wants, he's so enthusiastic to meet the person, the creator that created him, and the creator that told him to worship him, he wants to meet him. And so the Sahaba were of a different caliber. If you look at the Sahaba, they were few in number, very few in number. And 300 Sahaba take on an army fully equipped, 1,000 soldier army. And 1,000 ill-equipped or half-equipped soldiers, Muslim army, takes on 3,000 fully equipped to the teeth. And if you look at Battle of Mu'tah, 3,000 take on how many? 100,000. The Roman army got so scared at the time of the expedition of Tabuk, they didn't pitch up their way because they said 30,000 army came. Last time, 3,000 defeated our 100,000. What's going to happen to us? Even a million won't be enough for them. 30,000, they're going to put us, 1 million of us away. It was the fear Allah Ta'ala put in the hearts of the kuffar because the iman of the Sahaba was so strong. So we need to change ourselves. We need to change our amal. We need to come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Ta'ala. We need to start following the teachings of the Quran and the sunnah. Then Allah Ta'ala will turn the tables. How did all this division of Africa come about? And how did it come about? Exactly the depiction of the hadith. See, these people there in Europe, they sat around a table. They sat around a table and they picked and they chose which country France wants, which country Germany wants, which country the UK wants, Britain wants. They cut out portions of Africa for themselves that they will colonize these places. Why? Because our iman is so weak. Our iman is so weak. That is why they can come and they can devour us. And because our iman is weak, so we need to come onto the sunnah. Just the other day, somebody asked, in a specific town, in a certain town, they drilled three boreholes they drilled. And none of those boreholes are giving water. They dug so deep, 50 meters, 100 meters, but there's no water coming out from there. Three different places they dug boreholes and there's no water coming out. So they asked somebody that, you know what, this is what happening here in this town, and why is it that, why do you think this is happening? Like, maybe there's no water underground. So that person gave the answer. He said that the reason is that there's something wrong with you people. There's something very wrong with you people. That is why Allah Ta'ala is punishing you like this. That is not normal. So, why? Now you ask the question, why is it happening like that? Now, you look at the Quran al-Kareem, very beautifully. Every answer to our problems is in the Quran al-Kareem. You'll find an answer to every problem. In Surah Mulk, the 29th Juz, Allah Ta'ala says in the last ayat, قُلَ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. So beautiful, Allah Ta'ala says, mentions that, say, O Nabi Sassam, what do you think? If Allah Ta'ala dries up your wells, in ara'aytum in asbaha ma'akum ghawran, if your wells dry up, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, who is going to bring you well water? Who is going to bring you water from the wells? Who is going to fill your streams? Who is going to fill your wells? Who is going to fill your bowls? It is Allah Ta'ala who is going to do that. And it's Allah Ta'ala who does it. So we have to put our yaqeen and our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala does everything. And Allah Ta'ala controls everything, like we started in the beginning about the weather. Allah Ta'ala who is in control of everything. It is not the scientists who control anything. They cannot stop anything. And the scientists cannot prevent a tornado. They cannot prevent a cyclone. We see a perfect example of how they try to control the weather. Last year, or this year, in Dubai, where there was a massive storm there, and the whole of Dubai was flooded. You know how it was called? And obviously it was Allah Ta'ala who punished them, but they wanted to play God. So what they did, they said that we need rain. So they sent their planes up into the sky, and they shot those chemical cannons, they shot into the atmosphere to make it rain. So they sent too much of it. So that is why Allah Ta'ala sent so much of rain on them that it flooded. So to show them, if you do not send rain, you do not change the weather, it is Allah Ta'ala who changes the weather. Allah Ta'ala will decide when you need rain and how much of rain you need. So you want to play Allah Ta'ala, right? Now you go do what you want. Allah Ta'ala punish them. And so we cannot change the weather pattern. We can, our sins will cause the weather patterns to change. But it's Allah Ta'ala who does everything. And how does Allah Ta'ala do it? He doesn't. He doesn't need anybody to do it. But Allah Ta'ala uses the malaika, and the malaika do Allah Ta'ala's, fulfill Allah Ta'ala's instructions. In a certain place must get so much rain, so that only the animals survive, not for the humans, because the humans are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala will not send sufficient rain for the humans also. And if you look now, the Lesotho Highland scheme shut off now. There's no water coming from Akasi Dam and from the Moale Dam. There's no water coming from there because they're doing maintenance, 6 months maintenance, and so there's no water coming. Whatever is there in the Val Dam and whatever is in Serpentine Dam, that is it. And then there's no more water coming. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala send rain. And so they think that there's no water available, and they always scare us. They say, South Africa is a water scarce country. And still today, I don't believe that day. I'll never ever believe that day. South Africa is a water scarce country, no matter how much facts you bring in front of me. Because you look at the dams all around. Look at all the dams around. Look at all the rivers. And look at all the streams. And you tell me there's not enough. Obviously it's enough. But they want to monopolize on us. And they want to put fear in us that we don't have enough water. So now what people, their psyche changes. And now they're always panicking. They're always worrying. What? They can put the water prices up. They can put the electricity prices up. They can put up all the prices of food. They can inflate the prices of vegetables and fruit and food and what we use on a daily basis, our bread price and everything. Because for their own gain. But so shaitan, that's the work of shaitan. Exactly the work of shaitan. That shaitan wants you to worry. He wants you to worry. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Where am I going to get food from tomorrow? Allah Ta'ala is independent. And you are fuqara, antumul fuqara. You are paupers. You don't worry. It is Allah Ta'ala's responsibility to feed every single person. The birds, you hear the birds chirping in the morning. Oh no, that bird there, you didn't think, at the night now, we whose house now? Whose garden I'm going to go to get worms now? Whose garden has juicy worms? Where I'm going to go get now some bread to eat? Where I'm going to go drink water? He doesn't worry. He just flies out and then Allah Ta'ala sends the food. You just land on somebody's garden there, and then you eat whatever worms are there, you eat whatever bread they threw out for him, whatever seeds are there, whatever fun water there is, you think. So we have to just be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. We have to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. We have to fulfill our responsibilities as Muslims, as neighbors, as parents, as children, as wives, as husbands. We just have to fulfill our responsibilities. Then Allah Ta'ala will send rahmat over us. And what's the easiest way to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is istighfar. Make istighfar, abundance of istighfar. Because Allah Ta'ala promised, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغَفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. If you make istighfar, Nabi Ta'ala used to make istighfar 100 times a day. 100 times a day, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never committed a sin. And that is to teach us that we need to make istighfar. We need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So you turn to Allah Ta'ala, then يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah Ta'ala will open the heavens, and Allah Ta'ala will send the rain for you. You don't have to worry. يُمْدِرْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala will increase you in wealth and in offspring, and you don't have to worry about anything, because Allah Ta'ala will give you in abundance. But we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So the solution to our crisis, whether it's on a micro level, whether it's on a macro level, whatever level it is on, whether it's in our house, whether it's in our street, our community, our town, our country, or the world, the problem will only get solved once we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is in control of all the affairs, whether it's in the heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala is in full control of everything. It's not me who changes anything. It's not the government who changes anything. They don't decide anything. It is Allah Ta'ala who decides. And the deciding factor is our amal. If we change our amal, Allah Ta'ala will change it.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah Khairan for that. We really needed it, a boost, because of all this negative energy and whatever is knocking us from all different angles. And alhamdulillah, this was a good message for us. We appreciate your time. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.